RJ Hampshire, the opener. Yeah, I guess, look, you're probably not stoked. But, dude, deep field, and, yeah, like, it's one of those nights, right?
Dude, I looked like a pansy there for a little bit in the main event. It was almost more embarrassing because I worked my ass off, and it looked like I was fading bad. And you could tell, like, I hit the ground enough today.
Yep. And yesterday?
And yesterday in press. I'm being a bitch again. I couldn't breathe. Like, dude, my stomach was in such a knot. Like, couldn't breathe in, like, I mean, we were just in a goat trail. I mean, we were just following each other there for a bit. Couldn't breathe, and, like, I was like, okay, just kind of chill a little bit. Let's kind of regroup here. Then I hit neutral off that double whenever J-Mart got me.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Hit neutral, and then, of course, my breathing made it even worse. So now it's like, okay, get your shit together here the next five laps or four laps and kind of make another push there at the end. And I did that again. Like, we pulled it right back in. J-Mart and I both kind of got screwed on that medic flag over the triple. I don't even...
No, there was a guy down in the turn afterwards. Yeah.
Dude, but by the time the guys up front didn't get it.
Right.
It came out for me and J-Mart, and then by the time we came over, there was no one down. Dude, when you roll a triple like that, like, 5 seconds, see you. So that was...
We were all kind of like, hey, what are those out for? Yeah.
Dude, like, yeah, that was a bit frustrating, but, I mean, dude, all in all, we were all there at the end. I mean, my fitness is not an issue, and it looked like it was there mid-race, and I'm just glad I kind of pulled it back for a little bit, because I usually can't do that. I can't tame her down a bit.
Yeah.
So...
We know.
Yeah, exactly. So I actually tamed it back a bit. It was like, okay, like, get shit together, and let's try to figure this out. But, man, this first round was better than last first round, last year's.
Okay, I don't remember, but...
I ran second, went to third, crashed, got...
Oh, yeah, that's right, yes, yeah.
Speed's better. I don't feel like we're off, really. I mean, it'll be a battle between us five. Like, dude, we were all right there at the end, so...
Yeah, I was just talking to Pierce Brown a little bit, and, yeah, it's a deeper field than we've seen in a while back here, and, yeah, it's kind of like one of those things where, like, you know, I thought all day long you look better than Cam... But he ends up on the box, right? Because he gets a start and runs up there. So I think it's one of those things. And this track, kind of simple for you guys, a little bit. One rhythm that really defined it and the whoops maybe?
Yeah, and that's another thing is I wasn't great in the whoops. Like, I would lose the Cam in the whoops. I mean, and Forkner was right there also. Like, we were just kind of right there. And they were better at me in the whoops, and then I was better the rest of the track. I'd catch right up to him in the whoops. They'd pull me again. So that's where it was like, man, it's a bit frustrating. Like, I actually made a pretty big gearing change after first practice today, and that brought my whole wheelbase to a different spot, which I felt like helped my tightness, like in the corners and everything. My corners are solid all day. I was popping this three pretty easy, so it made up for the rest of the track, but we lose it in the whoops whenever you shorten the bike like that. So, I mean, start was good. I mean, all in all, I hit the ground a lot.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So when you do that yesterday, right, you have one pretty good one, and then one whatever in the top blocks. And then today, same thing. Like, does it kind of – you're a veteran. You've been around. You know what it's like to crash. No offense. But do you get rattled by that? Does it put you in a shitty spot? Do you get stressed a little bit?
Yesterday I was pissed. Okay. Like, because, I literally was telling my teammate, like, yo, just go out there, chill. Like, whatever. Like, and that's what I was doing. I was just chilling, riding. And then I seen Jet pop it, Forkner pop it. I'm like, all right, well, let's just pop this thing. And as soon as I sat into it, it shot me left and right into the tough blocks. So, like – pissed off then, and I'm like, dude, whatever, forget it. Like, we've got to go racing. I can kind of forget about that. And then, yeah, I mean, dude, I feel like I have the speed to be the fast guy. Like, I mean, we're all so close, but I know I can be that fast guy. And that's kind of where it was getting me in those practices. Like, dude, if you've seen my ideal times, like, I was the fastest guy by quite a bit.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
That was like, dude, just put a lap together. Yeah. Put a lap together. And that's why I kept just trying to hammer it. And, like, we're pushing the edge. Like, dude,
with you effort isn't an issue. It's sometimes you gotta back it down a little bit to be smoother, right?
Yeah, that's what kind of was frustrating in that on the whoop crash where I stepped out. Like, dude, if you watch, I was already going off the face of the triple. Like, dude, I was straight as could be, and like my whoop speed was so fast, and literally just one kick, boom. And I mean, dude, I had to lay it down on the face, or else I would have been in the mechanics area. Like, so I mean, I don't know, man. I'm not like bummed on the whole weekend. Like, we had some good. You know, my heat race was pretty solid. I kept it calm and was able to push. I was more just kind of bummed on how I felt there. Like, I haven't raced Supercross in over a year now because, I mean, dude, I had two races last year and they were both shit. So, I don't know. I shouldn't have those mistakes or, like, that feeling. But, dude, I've
You got to show us experts, quote unquote, wrong. That's what you got to do.
Exactly. And it's not even that. It's, dude, like, I don't think I've ever felt like that on a dirt bike track before. Like, dude, my body was shutting down. Like, dude, my whole stomach was, like, in a knot. I couldn't breathe, so but you're trying to catch your breath as you're still racing, and every mistake you make is making it worse on yourself. So, hey, we got out of here pretty solid. I mean, I'm not bummed on the night, but a little bit bummed on the mid part of my main. My mid part of my main was my worst part. I mean, at the end, I was solid there. I caught right back up to everybody and tried to make it pass. We really weren't passing much out there today, especially in 250 class.
All right, Triple Crown next week. See you there.
Yeah, thanks.